Today's shiur Masechta Menachos, Daf Pei Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom Mincha. The Mishnah in the previous Daf, the previous shiur, had taught us that a carbon chayva, kol davar shebechayva, ein ba'ol min achulin. Whenever one is obligated to bring a carbon, he has to bring that carbon from Chulin specifically. And the Mishnah and the Gemara had explained that the basis for that halacha was what the Torah says regarding the Korban Pesach. Since by Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, it obviously had to be brought from Chulin. There was no Maisa. So the Pasuk says, the Zavachto Pesach Lashem Elokecha Tzonu Bokar, and from there we learn that all karbonis have to come specifically menachul. Rabbi Akiva took issue with that approach, because Rabbi Akiva said there's a rule of ein donen efsher mishi efsher. We can't learn a situation where something is possible from a situation where it's impossible. And as we explained, in Mitzrayim there was no chul mice available. Since there was no mice available, obviously in Mitzrayim they brought it min chulin. Whereas in future generations where chulin is available, where mice is available, perhaps we can learn the halacha that we can bring kabonis even from something which is mice. Rather, the Gemara said that the basis for the Kiva's opinion will be from a pasuk that the pasuk says Zois Atayra La'olav Amincha L'chatas U'L'Lashem U'L'Meluim U'L'Zevach Hashlamim. That we learn from that pasuk, Rabbi Akiva is going to learn from that pasuk this rule: A kol davar shebechayva ein ba'al menachulin. And the way this pasuk is explained is that every word in this pasuk, which speaks about a different carbon, comes to teach us a rule that since the Torah is makish, the Torah connects all of these kabbonis, that the same halacha will apply by all kabbonis. So first the Gemara is explaining how Rabbi Lezer explains this pasuk. And Rabbi Lezer says that the word oila used in the pasuk comes to teach us that just like for carbon oila, a knife is used, so too for all kabbonis, a knife must be used. What do we learn from the word mincha? Man mincha, just like the Karim Mincha may only be eaten by male Kohanim, as called, so to all the other Karbonis mentioned that Pasuk, Ena Nechalim El Zichri Kuhuna, may only be eaten by male Kohanim. Ask the Gemara, Mai, exactly which carbon is the Torah trying to learn from this Pasuk that we should have, that we should learn from this word Mincha, that Karbonis are only eaten with Zichri Kuhuna? Ichatus Fasha, if the pasuk comes to teach us that the chatas and asham may only be eaten by zichri kuhuna, the hedik says, as the gemara, that is an open psukim that the Torah teaches us that the chatas and asham may only be eaten by zichri kuhuna. If it's come to teach us the halacha that the shal mitzibur, the kvasim that are brought on shvuas, that are shal mitzibur, may only be eaten by kahanim, ask the Gemara, Merubi the Kroyosi. That halacha we learn from a different pasuk, because the pasuk says, "B'kodesh Hakadoshim Tachlena Kol Zocher Yoichel Oisoi." Limit, it comes to teach us, "Azif Chashal Mitzibur She'en Nacholim El Zichrei Kuhuna." Machlokes Rishonim, how do we exactly learn from that pasuk the halacha that Shal Mitzibur are only eaten by Kohanim? Some say we learn it from the word Yoichel Oisoi. Others say the pasuk says the words B'kodesh Kadoshim Teichlena to teach us that those words are extra to teach us the halacha. Others say that the end of the pasuk has the words Kodesh Yulach, which are extra. Whatever different ways of understanding that there are extra words in this pasuk to teach us this halacha that the Shalmei Tzibur are eaten by Zichri Kuhuna. So therefore, ask the Gemara, why do we need this pasuk Why do we say the Mincha teaches us the halacha that the Shalmei Tzibur are eaten by Zichri Kuhuna? Why don't we learn it? We learn it already from this pasuk. Answers the Gemara Tanaihi. There's actually a Machlokes Tanoim. Ika the Ma'is LaMahacha. The those that learn it from the pasuk that was just quoted by the Braisa. Ika the Ma'is LaMahacha. And the those that learn it from comparing it to Karban Mincha. Actually, there's a very, the Achroinim say that there's a nafgamina how we learn it. The Gemara is saying that two possibilities from where we learn the halacha, that Shalmei Tzibur are only eaten by Zichri Kuhuna, and the Achroinim say that if we learn it from the pasuk that says B'Kodesh HaKadoshim Techlano, that it will have all the halachas of Kodesh HaKadoshim. If, on the other hand, when you learn it from Mincha, it doesn't have, and it'll have the status of Kodesh HaKadoshim, in fact, even though it's Shlomim. If, however, we compare it to Mincha, what the Torah perhaps is teaching us, that since it's a Karban Shlomim, it remains Kachin Kalim, as do all Karban Shlomim, as all Karban Shlomim are Kachin Kalim. There's a special din that the Torah compares it to Mincha to teach us that just like the Mincha is only eaten by the Zichri Kuhuna, so too is this carbon only eaten by the Zichri Kuhuna. The pasuk says the word chatos. What do we learn from the word chatos? Ma chatos mekatshe bebelua. Just like the halacha is that if there is a belia from carbon chatos into regular meat or to into a different carbon, that meat that absorbs from the carbon chatos will have the status of a carbon chatos. And we know that Kamchatis is only Nechel Yoyim V'layla, and we just learned that Kamchatis is only Nechel Zichri Kuhuna. Anything that absorbs from a Kamchatis will have that din. Afko, so too is the halacha applies to anything that absorbs from Kodesh, the Katsha Belua. The Belua has the ability to be Mekadeshit. And as Rashi says, even though, as we're going to soon learn in our Gemara, the halacha is that this halacha is also stated regarding a Karban Mincha, we need the Torah to say it by Karban Chatos, because Rashi says 2 points. Number one, the pasuk of Karban Mincha we just finished using to teach us another halacha, that the Shalmei Tzibur only Nechal Lezichrei Kuhuna. And as the Gemara will explain in a few moments, says Rashi, the Karban Mincha, given that it's made out of flour and oil, has different characteristics than Karbanos made up of animals. And as the Achroinim explain what Rashi is saying, they say what Rashi is saying is as follows. The fact that the Torah says this halakha by Chatos, the fact that the Torah, the Pasuk, is used by Mincha for a different purpose, shouldn't prevent us from using the pasuk of Mincha to also teach us the halacha of Belua. Explain that, right, what Rashi is saying is, however, since the match between other Karbanos and Mincha is not a perfect match, as the Gemara would explain, a Karban Mincha is different than other Karbanos, and we've just finished using the pasuk of Karban Mincha for a different purpose, we use it to teach us the halacha of Zichri Kuhuna, therefore we cannot learn, says Rashi, this halacha of Mekadosh Bebelua from Karban Mincha. Rather, we learn it from Karban Chatos, which is completely available for this limud. The Torah teaches us the word Asham. What do we learn from the word Asham? Ma Asham Ein Shvir V'Shel Yekadosh Ba. The fetus and the sack in which the fetus is kept don't become Kadosh. They can't become Kadosh, because an Asham only comes from a male. Af kol, so too by all Karbanos, ein shvir v'shel yekadosh ba. The halacha is that the fetus and the sack aren't Kadosh. Because Kesavar, this man the Amr is of the opinion, the v'ladus kachim v'v'yosma hen kadoshim. The children of the offspring of kachim only become Kadosh when they're actually born. And furthermore, this man is of the opinion, don efsh mishi efsh. The reason, as we just said a moment ago, by Karban Asham, the fetus doesn't become Kaddish, is because there is no fetus by Karban Asham. A Karban Asham is always a male. But that this man Dama says that we can learn Esher Mishid Esher, and that we can learn the halacha from every, even to a situation where something is passable, from a situation where something is impassable. As we said at the beginning of our shir, we're now explaining, the Bryson now is following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, not Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Lezer does learn Esher Mishi Efshir, and therefore we can learn the halacha of all kabbonis from Asham that the Shvir and Shilya are not Kaddish. And as explained, the Rishonim, what does it mean that the Shvir and Shilya are not Kaddish? Two halachas. One halacha is simple pshat, as we learned, that they don't receive the, they don't have the Kedushas carbon until they're actually born. Another halacha is that they're not burnt on the Mizbeach. And in fact, the Mefarshim go on to explain that why don't we learn this halacha from a carbon oila? Because as we know, a carbon oila also may be, only comes from a male. So we could have learned this halacha of a carbon oila. So if we're going to say that what the Gemara means, Shvir v'shilya, not Kaddish, means that they're not burnt on the Mizbeach, by carbon oila, they actually are burnt on the Mizbeach. For we know the halacha is that the entire carbon oila is burnt on the Mizbeach. That's why we have to learn from the carbon asham, which is a carbon that's not completely burnt. But even according to the opinion that the definition of Ein Shvir v'shilya Kaddish Ba means that it doesn't have any Kedusha, still we can't learn it for carbon oila, because since a carbon oila is different than other carbonas, and we already used the pasuk of carbon oila, as we said earlier, to teach us that just like a carbon oila requires a knife, so too do all carbonas. That's why this pasuk is not available to teach us this halacha. Furthermore, says the Gemara, the Torah says meluim, ma meluim, just like ben meluim, misrei and besreifa, ben balchayim misrei and besreifa, only meat left over from a carbon has the din of noisim. Because there are two types of noisim. There's noisim that you have meat left over from the carbon, and there's noisim that the animal, that you have an animal that you were magdish, and that you have it, and that you didn't need it, and that also is in the category of noisim. Now, as the Rishonim explained, there was no noisim of a living animal by the meluim for two reasons. Because what's the typical case that we have a leftover living animal? The case where we have a leftover living animal is a case that we've discussed many times, where somebody is obligated to bring a carbon, and instead of designating just one carbon, he dedicates two carbonas. But as explained in Mefarshim, that is the case when a yachid, when an individual has to bring a carbon. So because he wants to make sure that he's going to fulfill his obligation, he designates two animals. But the meluim were only carbon tzibur. The tzibur doesn't designate two animals. The tzibur only designates one. Or another pshat that I saw in the Mefarshim. It's possible. What's another case that we could have a leftover animal? Also a case that we've discussed many times. That the animal got lost, and then they designated another animal, and then the first animal is found. So that too is only likely to happen, or possible to happen, by a yachid. The tzibur, however, since everything in the Beis HaMikdash was done by the Kohanim, who were of course careful to perform everything properly, that it's not going to happen that they're going to lose an animal or find an animal. So when the Torah speaks about noiser by meluim, it's only speaking about the noiser with his meat left over. And that's what the Torah says, that they have to be burnt. Ma meluim misrein besreifa, ben be'el chayim misrein besreifa, af kol so too misrein besreifa, only if there's leftover meat are they burnt, but if there's leftover animals, those animals are not left to be burnt. They're either left lemisa, as we learned by carbon chatos, or they're left l'ri'iyah until they graze and become balimum and they are redeemed. The Torah said, shlamim, what do we learn from shlamim? Mash shlamim of faglim and mispaglim, the din of pigol that the Torah says is stated in the parasha of Parsha Shlomim. And by Shlomim, this is the way most Rishonim explain what the Gemara means here, is they become pigol and they are mispagel the nesachim that come along with them. Af kol, so too is the halacha by all kabbonis, mefaglim, pigel is possible by them, or mespaglim, and the mesachim that come along with all kabbonis also receive the status of pigel. Others say, ma shlom mefaglim, that when does a car become pigel? If there was a machsheves pigel, if there was a machsheves chutz lezmanoi by one of the avoiders hadam, shchita kabbalah halachos rika, and when there's such a machshava mespaglin, the carbon becomes pigel. So too is the halacha by all kabbonis, that if there's a machsheves pigel by an avoid of the dam, mespaglin, the carbon becomes pigel. So this is the way Rabbi Lezer explains this pasuk. However, the Gemara now is going to quote the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva is the mandamer that we're trying to understand how does he learn the halacha of kol davish b'chayva ein abar elman achulin, and the Gemara is going to quote a brisa how Rabbi Kiva explains this pasuk. We will see this halacha. Masnisa tana shmei Rabbi Kiva zoisa taira mincha. What does Rabbi Kiva learn from the word mincha? Ma mincha mekadeshes b'belua. And of course, when we speak about mekadeshes b'belua, there's actually two definitions. One definition is that if part of the mincha or part of any other carbon gets absorbed by something else, that thing that absorbed from the mincha of the chattas will have the din of mincha chattas. Or if the mincha absorbed from another carbon, ma mincha mekadeshes b'belua, there's a din of bleed by carbon mincha. Af kol mekadeshes b'belua, so too does that a din apply by all kabbonis. Says the Gemara, v'tzrich l'michta b'chattas, v'tzrich l'michta b'mincha. So the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara, that the Torah teaches us this halacha of belua, both by karma mincha and by karma chatos. But if that is the case, explained the Rishonim, we have an issue. Because we have a rule throughout Shas, shnei ksavim habon ke'echod, ein melamdim. If the Torah teaches us the same rule in two different cases, what the Torah means to say is that only in the cases where the Torah teaches us the rule is the rule applicable, nowhere else. Because if the Torah wanted that this rule should be applicable everywhere, the Torah should have only said it once, and from that one place that the Torah would say it, we would learn the halacha to all other areas of halacha. If the Torah went and said it twice, what the Torah means to do is to teach us that only where the halacha is stated, so is the halacha, nowhere else. So therefore, ask the Gemara, why, if the Torah says the halacha by mincha and chatos, shouldn't this be a proof that the din of belua only applies by mincha and chatos and not to any other kabbonis? That's why most Rishonim learn. Others explain that the Gemara is saying that this halacha of belua is learned out of the fact the Torah teaches as a combination of mincha and chatos. And what the Gemara is coming to do is explaining why do we need the Torah to teach us this halacha by mincha and chatos. Why could we have not learned this halacha out of the fact that the Torah only said it once, either by chatos or by mincha? Explains the Gemara. V'tzrich l'michta b'chatos, v'tzrich l'michta b'mincha. The Torah had to say this did both by chatos and mincha. Dikos rachman and mincha, had the Torah only said this halacha by mincha, m'shim d'rikika. Since it's made out of flour and oil, it's very soft, and therefore it absorbs easily. Av chatos, which is animal meat, emaloi, it doesn't absorb. Vikas rachman b'chatos, had the Torah only said this halacha by chatos, mishum, the basar, agav shomim, since meat has in a juice, so the juice allows the kader that absorption to be able to penetrate deeply into it. Av mincha that doesn't have that juice, emaloi, should not have that halacha. That's why the Torah had to say both by mincha and chatos. Torah says the word chatos, tells us Rabbi Kiva, what do we learn from the word chatos? Ma chatos ena bo elam ena chulin, just like carbon chatos could only come from chulin, ubi yoy, and the void of the carbon chatos has to be done during the day, ubi yoda yeminis, it has to be done with the right hand of the kayin, af kol ena bo elam ena chulin, so too is the halacha, all kabbonos could only come from chulin, ubi yoy, and the void must be done by day, and in the right hand. Again, the Beis Halevi and other Achronim say that this meal is only going the Quantum Man, the Omer, the Maisa Sheni, Momen Gavoyahu. And therefore, you can't use Maisa Sheni funds to buy carbon. If, however, according to the opinion of Maisa Sheni, Momen Hejitu, the halacha would be that you could use Maisa Sheni funds to buy a carbon chattis. Says the Gemara of Chattis Gufa Manolan, we're learning from chattis to all other halachas, to all other kabbonis, that they only come in a chulin. How do we know by carbon chattis that that is the din? Amar of Chizda, Domikra, Dikav Aaron as Parachatos as Shaloi. The Torah speaks about the carbon chattis that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur. Loi, Mishaloi, Veloi, Mishamaisa. He's only allowed to use his own funds and not Maisa funds. So from here we learn that all other kabbonis have the same halacha that you can't bring them from Maisa funds. Of course, the Mefarshim asked the question that if so, isn't this a situation of a double hekesh? Because first we're learning the chatos from the Yom Kippur, and after we learn chatos from Yom Kippur, we learn all other kabbonis from the chatos. And we've learned many times that a double hekesh is unacceptable in Kachim. So I saw a number of terutzim. One terutz is that the word parachatos are superfluous, and since they're extra, so that's how we learn all karbonis, to teach us that all karbonis come strictly menachulin. Another wet explanation is that to teach us that the chatos, that the power of the Kohen Gadol doesn't come from a Meiser, it's obvious that it doesn't come from Meiser. Because the halacha is the Meiser Sheni funds are supposed to be used for food that will be eaten. And this carbon is completely burnt. So the Torah is speaking in this pasuk not about the power of the Yom Kippur, because that's obvious. The entire pasuk is only speaking about a regular carbon chatos. So therefore it's not considered a double hekesh. Third approach that I saw in the Rishonim is that the parachatos of Yom Kippur is in the general category of all parachatos. So the din that a chatos can come from a meiser is not a hekesh, it's included in this pasuk. And therefore when we learn all other kabbonis from the chatos, it doesn't remain a double hekesh. Ask the Gemara, the halacha, the avoid of the kabbonis may only be done by day. Do we learn from Kabachatas? Don't we learn it from the word B'yom Tzavoysa Nafka? Answers the Gemara, indeed, Kedei Naspa. That halacha we don't learn from Chatas. It's only mentioned incidentally. We know that there from the din of B'yom Tzavoysa. Ask the Gemara, B'yodeh HaYaminis, to teach us that the avoida has to be done with the right hand of the Kohen. Do we learn that from the Chatas? Ask the Gemara, the Rabbi B'Bachana Nafka. Don't we learn it from Rabbi B'Bachana taught us? Don't Rabbi B'Bachana Amar Yishlokish, Kam Mokum Shnema, Etzba Bakuna, wherever the Torah uses the word Etzba Kahuna, we know Ein El Yamin. And by all Kabbonis, the Torah uses the words Kahuna. So therefore we know from that the carbon has to be done with the right hand. Why do we need to learn it from Chatos? Says the Gemara, indeed, Kedei Naspa. We don't need to learn it from Chatos. It's only mentioned incidentally. However, to review what we learned in Masech Tzvachim, on the Tzadik Ches, the Gemara there gave a different teretz. The Gemara there said that the only time that we know that the Torah means that specifically the right hand must be used is when the Torah uses both the word etzba and kahuna. Etzba or kahuna alone are not enough. And by carbon chatos is where the Torah uses both the word etzba and kahuna. And therefore, we need to learn all other kabbonis from carbon chatos that they must be offered through the right hand of the kohen. The Gemara continues with this pasuk. The Torah says, "Asham, ma asham." Just like by an asham, atzmoisa matarim, the bones of a carbon asham are mutter. Afkal, so too by all kabbonis, they don't become mut or nicer, and the atzama is the bones of matarim. Of course, the Rishonim point out that this is only referring to bones that don't have in them edible marrow. But if they have marrow in them, then they're not considered atzamas, they're considered meat, and the dinim of noisa were to apply to them. Furthermore, the Mefarshim point out that why are the bones mutter? Don't the bones have bleias? Don't the bones absorb from the carbon? And therefore they should have the same din of the carbon. And if the carbon is nicer, they too should perhaps become nicer. So I saw two turutzim. One approach in the Rishonim is that from here we see the bones are actually not boleya. Other mefarshim suggest that when a bone's boleya, when are we concerned for bleias? We're concerned for bleias, explains the Kli Chemda, only by a vessel, because we're afraid that if the vessel has a bleya of Isser in it, and then you're going to use that vessel to cook in it, so that bleya will go out from the vessel into the food that you're cooking. However, here we're talking about bones. Bones themselves are obviously not used. And since bones are not used, we don't have to be worried about the issue of bleya. Continues the Gemara, but now ask the Gemara. So we've established where the Kiva learns the halacha kol davar shebechayda ein ba'al menachulin. He learns it from the extra word chatos in this pasuk. But now we need to go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the Torah says v'zavach bepesach soinu bakar, that the word soinu bakar, as the Gemara is going to point out in a moment, seemed to be difficult to understand. And that's how the Mishnah taught us that we learn that all kabbanis called davar shebechayva ein abalam menachulin. Rabbi Kiva, as we explained at the beginning of our shir, doesn't agree with that limud. But ask the Gemara, if so, Rabbi Kiva hai v'savach to Pesach my avodle. Why will he use this pasuk to teach us? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Leichad Rav Nachman. He needs to teach us what Rav Nachman taught us. Dar Rav Nachman ar Rav Avua menayim l'moysa Pesach shekar of shlomim. How do we know that the Moisa Pesach is a Shlomim? What is Moisa Pesach? So Rishonim give two examples. One example of Moisa Pesach is a case where they designated money for the Karban Pesach, and they didn't need all the money that they put away for the Karban Pesach, so they had leftover money. Or another case is where they designated more than one animal for the Karban Pesach, and then they designated two animals, and they only obviously need one animal for the Karban Pesach. The other animal becomes Moisa Pesach. Menayim l'Moisa Pesach shekar of shlomim shenema v'zavachta l'Hashem l'kecha tzonu bakar. And as the Mishnah already pointed out, this pasuk is a difficult pasuk to understand because v'haloi ein Pesach bo el menekvasim and izim. A Karban Pesach may only come from lambs and goats. El Moisa Pesach. The Torah is teaching us that the Moisa Pesach yehei v'dover haba menat tzonu bakar. That the Moisa Pesach should be used for a carbon that can come from tzonu bakar, which is shlom. Ask the Rishonim, why do we say that the Moisa Pesach should be shlomim? Why don't we say that the Moisa Pesach should be oila, which also comes from tzonu bakar? So I saw a number of answers in the Rishonim. One answer is that the Gemara assumes that the Pesach is a carbon that meat is eaten, as is the shlomim. The carbon oil, as we know, is completely burned. So it doesn't make sense to assume that the Maisa Pesach should come from an oil. The Maisa Pesach, which is a carbon that's eaten, doesn't make sense that we're going to use the Maisa Pesach for oil, which is not eaten. Another approach. If the Torah says soinu bakar, when the Torah speaks about soinu bakar, it means both males and females. But we know that a carbon shlomit, that carbon oila, we said it earlier in our shiur today, is only comes from males. Therefore, it's difficult to say that when the Torah says soin ubakar, it means oila, which only comes from males. Another pshat that I saw the Rishonim, as we know, a carbon pesach is kachin kalim, and a carbon shlomim are kachin kalim. Whereas a carbon oila is kachikachin. So it's difficult for the Gemara to assume that a Maisa Pesach, which is kachim kalim, should transform into an oila, which is kachay kachim. Ask the Gemara, this din, that the Maisa Pesach becomes shlomin, v'ha mehacha nafka, is it learned from this pasuk? Medavud shmu nafka. Don't we learn from what Avu the Shmuel taught us? Dama the Ksiv, he explains, the Pasuk says, Im Manatsoin Kabonoi, Lezavach HaShlomim, Vama Avu the Shmuel, Dovo Abominatsoin, the carbon that comes from the Tsoin, which is the carbon Pesach, Yehei Lezavach Shlomim, should be used for Shlomim. So this is the Pasuk that teaches us that there are Mois the Pesach HaShlomim. And then the Gemara continues, actually, Vatati Mahacha Nafka, is this the place where we learn this halacha? Mehasa Nafka. Don't we learn the din of Maisa Pesach being Shlomim from a different pasuk? Because of Tanya, the pasuk says, the pasuk that speaks about carbon Shlomim, and the pasuk teaches us that the carbon Shlomim could come from all types of animals. Then the Torah says, Im Kesef, Kesef, the Torah says, Im Kesef u'makriv es kabana. So the difficulty in this pasuk is, why does the Torah have to say again Im Kesef when the entire parish is talking about a keves? The rabbis comes to teach us as a Pesach la'aliyah that the, if you bring a lamb for Karban Pesach, the tail should be put on the mizbeach to be burnt. And as the Mefarshim explain, why do I need a special pasuk to teach us that the tail of the lamb of the Karban Pesach should be burnt? Because we would think, since the halakas of how the Karban Pesach are burnt are very unique, the Torah says Rosh al Kibbor al Krov, it's very unique, and therefore we wouldn't know necessarily that the tail of the lamb of the Karban Pesach should be burnt. Whereas other Rishonim say, since we know that if, when an axe is brought as a carbon, when a shor is brought as a carbon, its tail is not burnt, we would think perhaps that so too is the halacha when by Karban Pesach that the tail is not burnt. One other approach that I saw is that the Torah says that what portion of the Karban Pesach should be burnt? The chalif. But we don't necessarily know that the aliyah is in the category of chalif. That's why we need a special pasuk to teach us that the aliyah of the lamb of a Karban Pesach is brought from a lamb, the aliyah should be burnt. K'shoim im kesef. Then the Torah adds the word im to teach us the rabbis, Lahavi Pesach, it comes to teach us the Pesach Shavra Shinasoi, Vishlom Habam Machnas Pesach, also the Chomet Shlom, that they have a din of all din of Shlom. And here is a very interesting discussion amongst the Rishonim. What does the Mishnah mean, what does the Braisa mean when it says Shlom Habam Machnas Pesach? Rashi explains that's referring to the Karban Chagiga. The Karban Chagiga, we know that if there are many members registered to one Karban Pesach, and therefore the halacha is that the Karban Pesach has to be eaten al soiva when they're satiated. If there are too many people, they should bring a Karban Chagiga, and that's what the Torah is the Pasuk is teaching us, that the Moisa Chagiga has a din of Shlomim. Others say it's referring to Tmuras Pesach, that if one makes a Tmuras Pesach, it should be brought as a Shlomim. Tosfos explains that what the Pasuk is Gemara means is a case of a Moisa Pesach. But the difficulty with that approach, obviously, is that the Gemara already mentions Pesach Shavar Shinosai, which is a case of Moisa Pesach. So how can we say that the words Shlom Habam Machmas Pesach also mean Moisa Pesach? Explain Tosfos and the Rishonim. Since, as we're going to learn in a moment, there are many different examples of Moisa Pesach, so the Gemara is mentioning more than one example of the Moisa Pesach. That the halacha is that they should brought a smicha, and that they should brought a shlom, shitan a smicha, v'nesachim, v'tenufas chaz v'shoit. Sh'oimer, when the Pasuk continues saying, vim eis, hifzak inyin, that if you bring a goat as a Karban Pesach, leim et al eish, en etuna alya. So that if you bring a goat for Karban Pesach, then there is no din that the alya should be burnt. But what the Gemara is questioning is, that here we have no less than three psukim teaching us the same din that the Maisa Pesach is Shlomim. And therefore the Gemara is troubled. How can we say that that's what Rabbi Kiva is going to say the Pasuk is teaching us when we already have other psukim? And actually we already have two psukim, which is already a question for itself to teach us this din. Says the Gemara indeed, Tlasa Kroik Sivi, there are three psukim that teach us the din of Maisa Pesach. Why do we need three psukim? Chad, Lover's man of Avir Shnosai, want to teach us where Pesach has passed and the animal is no longer a year old, where we know that a Karban Pesach could only be brought from an animal that's less than, that's within its first year. Chad la'avir zmanoi v'la'avir shnosoi. And one pasuk to teach us where it's past Pesach, but the animal isn't 1 year old. Others explain that it's old. Taisa says that the same halacha would apply when the animal is over shnosoi v'la'avir zmanoi. V'chad, and one is to teach us that the same din would apply, that that animal should be brought for shlamim. Others say that in that case, the animal should not be brought for shlamim, rather it should be redeemed. V'chad, la'ayav zmanoi v'la'ayav shnosoi, where it's not yet Erev Pesach, and the animal isn't a year old. What is the case? One case is that either the owner has passed away, and therefore they won't be here to bring a Karban Pesach. Others say, that's come to speak about a case where the owner specifically had a mind to bring that Karban as a shlomen, and it's before Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Or a third example is, an example that we keep on speaking about, where more than one animal was designated for Karban Pesach, and since more than one animal was designated for Karban Pesach, they don't need, they have an extra animal, and it's not Erev Pesach in the afternoon, they could go specifically, if they have a mind, to bring that animal, that extra animal, the Karban Pesach, they could use it for Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, why do we need three different psukim to teach us these three different examples, that in all of these cases, the halacha is that the Moisa Pesach should be brought as shlomim? Tzrichi. Tishmina over zman of over shnosoi. If the Torah had only spoken about a case of over zman of over shnosoi, shum de itchel legamri. This animal cannot be used for Karban Pesach. It's no longer Erev Pesach, and the animal's too old. That's where we understand it becomes a shlomim. And as the Chazanis says, it automatically becomes a shlomim, even without any specific designation. Avul over zman of over shnosoi. The chaz lepesach sheni. There's no reason to take this animal to a Karban Shlomim. Why not use it for Pesach Sheni? Eim Eloi. V'yash min av rizmanoi v'loi av rishnosoi. In a case where it's not past Pesach Rishin, ditchle v'Pesach Rishin, that's why it becomes a Karban Shlomim. Av loi av rizmanoi v'loi av rishnosoi. The fil v'Pesach Rishin amichazi. This animal could theoretically still be used for Pesach Rishin. Eim Eloi, that can't be used for Karban Shlomim. Shricha, that's why the Torah had to teach us in all these cases, that it should be, that it does become a shlomim. Interesting machloikus, when we're discussing, and now we just mentioned that there's so many different variations of Moisa Pesach becoming shlomim. So what is the halacha? Is it eaten like all Karban shlomim, l'shnei yom v'layla echad, or is it eaten only l'yoyim v'layla? So it's a machloikus v'shoinim. The Rambam seems to give it the full-fledged din of a Karban Shlomim, that's Nechel Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. Other Rishonim seem to hold that it's Nechel L'Yoyim V'Layla. Like, since it comes from a Karban Pesach, and a Karban Pesach is Nechel L'Yoyim V'Layla, so too, this is only Nechel L'Yoyim V'Layla. But in this itself, there is a question, what does it mean that's only that's Nechel L'Yoyim V'Layla? Does it mean that it has a full-fledged rule of a Karban Pesach? Or does it mean that since it comes from a Karban Pesach, regarding the halacha of Yoyim V'Layla, it should be treated like a Karban Pesach, and just like a Karban Pesach is Yoyim V'Layla, so too this is Yoyim V'Layla. What would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, if you redeem this money, and you buy another carbon with it, will the halakha of that carbon also have a din of Yoyim V'Layla? Or it's only this actual animal, which was once designated as a Karban Pesach, so in this animal there's a din that you should use it Shnei Yom V'Layla. But if this animal's kedusha were to be transferred further, that halakha wouldn't apply, and certainly that would be, on that animal, the halakha would be Shnei Yom V'Layla. But then, Rav Chaim Briska asked the question, if we're comparing it, we're saying that it has a din of Karban Pesach, we know that Karban Pesach have all sorts of rules. One specific rule that he discusses as relevant to us is that the Karban Pesach is only eaten at night, and we know, according to Rav Elazar ben Azaria, it's only eaten by till chatzos. So if we're saying that this Moisa Pesach, that's a shlomim, has the din of a Pesach, it should have a halacha that should only be able to be eaten by night till chatzos. So he answers with a beautiful word. He says a carbon Pesach is really a carbon shlomim. However, the carbon Pesach is really a special type of carbon that's nechel yoy v'layla. But there's another din. There's a din that there's a mitzvah of achilas Pesach. And you only fulfill the mitzvah of achilas Pesach at night from night till chatzos. But that's only when you're doing the mitzvah of achilas Pesach. Certainly when one is eating the moisa Pesach, he's not eating it to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas karm Pesach. It's not even Pesach, but certainly not Pesach by night. And therefore those halachas, which all emanate from the special mitzvah of achilas Pesach, would certainly not apply to the moisa Pesach. Says the Mishnah, the way most Rishonim explain, and that's the way we're going to learn, we're referring here to the Karbonis Mincha, all Karbon Mincha, whether it's Karbon Tzibah, Karbon Yochid, Boas Min Aretz, Mechutz Laretz, the flour, the grain could come from Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz, Min Chodesh Min Yoshon, Chutz Min Oymer V'Shtei Lechem, except the Oymer and the Shtei Lechem, She'enem Boam Ella Min Chodesh Min Aretz, could only come from the Chodesh grain and from Eretz Yisrael. The Farshim ask, how could it come from Chutz Laretz? Didn't Chazal make a gzeirah of tumah on Chutz Laretz? So some explain that the Mishnah is referring to before Chazal's gzeirah. Others say that they didn't make the gzeirah on countries that are near Eretz Yisrael, and this is talking about grain that are from Chutz Laretz, but countries that are near Eretz Yisrael. And others explain it's talking about flour that didn't become mukhshal kabel tumah, that never became wet, they were never susceptible to tumah. Certainly, the Achroinim say that l'chatchila, the grain should certainly come from Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is teaching us that it came from Chutz Laretz, it's also acceptable. The Mechitz Chinuch says, how can we say that the Oymen Shtei Lechem come from the Chadosh? Isn't the whole point of the Oymer to make everything into Yoshan? So the Mechitz Chinuch, so first he wants to try to say Menachadosh means from this year's grain. But that's difficult, because that Allah, the Mishnah uses the same words by regular carbon, by every carbon mincha, where there isn't such a halacha. And therefore he says, a big chiddush, an issue that we've discussed and will discuss, is there a din of chadosh in Chutz Laretz? He says that perhaps our Mishnah holds that there's no din of chadosh in Chutz Laretz. And even though when you're bringing from Eretz Yisrael, you have to be careful to bring from Yoshen grain, when you're bringing from Chutz Laretz, there is no such rule. Furthermore, the Kulein and Bar Elman and Mufcha, you should always use the best flour. So the Mefarshim asks, why does our Mishnah have to teach us that there's a special din of bringing Mufcha? We know what the Torah says, Zeh Keli V'Veyu, and we explain, it's not a fun of a mitzvah, that there's a din of Hidda Mitzvah. So why do we have to have a special din here to teach us the halacha that you have to bring min a mufcha? So Mefarshim explained there are two concepts of hidden mitzvah. One is the actual item that's being used for the mitzvah, and the second is how is the mitzvah performed. When we say that there's a halacha of hidden mitzvah, that's how the mitzvah is performed. Our Mishnah is not speaking about how the mitzvah is to be performed. Our Mishnah is speaking about what grain is to be used. And for that, there's a new din, min ha-mufcha. Says the Mishnah, ve'ez ha-mufcha shalom, what is the best grain? Machnas v'zitcha, these are names of places, alpha l'soilus, or the best grain. Alpha something means alpha from the Lashon aleph, the best. Aleph means the first, the best. Others say alpha means from here they learned, alpha means to learn, l'meilaf. From here they learned how to bring the best grain. Shnilahen, Ephraim Bebika. The second best is Ephraim, the valley of Ephraim. Kolaratz Soyik Sheris, Elam Kanam Avim. Everywhere is good, but this is the best. There's Machloikis, what is better to bring? From near to Yerushalayim, or the best? It seems that most Mepharshim are of the opinion it's better to bring from what's close to Yerushalayim than to bring Mufcha. Kolaratzos, so Rashi says Kolaratzos comes to teach us that even from Eivor HaYardein may the Omer be brought. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says that you can't use Eivor HaYardein flour for the Omer. And the Mefarshim explained what is the basis of the Machloikis of Rashi and the Ran. They say that Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha for two reasons. One is because in Eretz Yisrael you could fulfill the mitzvahs at Tluyas Baretz. Number two, Eretz Yisrael is the place where the Shechina is Shoyra. Say the Mefarshim, according to Rashi, Eivor HaYardein has the full Kedusha. And therefore you could bring the Omer even from Eivor HaYardein. The Ran says it doesn't have the Kedusha of the Shechina, and since it doesn't have the Kedusha of the Shechina, therefore you can't bring grain from the Eivor HaYardein. There's a very nice word from the Meshech Chochma backing up the Ran's position. He says the Pasuk says, Ki Sovoa la Oretz Asher Ani Noisen Lachem, in introducing the parish of Omer. Ala Oretz Asher Ani Noisen Lachem, the land that I gave you. Eivor HaYardein was the place that the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven chose for themselves, and therefore it's not in the category of Asher Ani Noisen Lachem. Says the Gemara Masnis in the Loika Aitana, our Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of this Tana. The Tanya, Omer Abom and Ayoshin, you can bring Omer from Ayoshin Kosher. Shleim Alechem Abom and Ayoshin, Sheris, El Shechis Mitzvah, Lechatchila, you should bring from the Chodesh. Omer, what is the basis for this opinion? The Ksiv, Takrif Es Minchas Bukurecha, Bafilim and Aliyah, even from wheat that you have up in the attic. Shtei Alechem, how do we know that the Shtei Lechem could come from Yoshon? The Ksiv, Mimashvesechem Taviu V'loi Menachutz Lorets, Mishvesechem Afilam and Aliyah, even from old grain. Ask the Gemara, how can we learn two rules from that same pasuk? How we learn from that pasuk both Alokha that you can't bring from Chutz Lorets, but you could bring old grain? Hafikte, haven't we used this pasuk already to teach us that you can't bring from Chutz Lorets? Answers the Gemara, Amakra Taviu, the Torah says the word Taviu, Afilam and Aliyah. Ask the Gemara, Bavan B'yoloi, we've already used that pasuk to teach us Shekoshat HaMevi Mamakam Achar Reiv Kuzeh, that whatever you bring, you should bring from, whenever you bring a carbon lachme taidu, whenever you bring a carbon that's chametz, each loaf should be made up of an isaron of flour. Answers the Gemara, Imkein Lemakra, the Torah should have said the word Tavi, Mai Taviu, Shmami Notarti. We learned two rules. One is that every loaf should be the size of a isaron, and the other halacha that we learn is that it should be, it could come even from haliyah, from old grain. Ask the Gemara of Aksiv, doesn't Torah use the word rachis, which seems to mean that it's chadash? Answers the Gemara, lemitzvah. Ask the Gemara of Aksiv, chadasha, doesn't the Torah use the word chadasha? Answers the Gemara, humi boilei l'chretanya, Rav Nosson Rekiva Amru, shtei lechem abos min ayoshen sheirus. Amai ani umani mekayim chadasha. Why do we use the word chadasha to teach us? Shtei chadasha b'chol hamanachis. That it has to be, you can't bring any mincha from the new grain until you brought the shtei halacha. There are achroyim that say that there's a third opinion that differentiates between the oimer, where the oimer has to specifically be min chadash. The shtei alechem does not have to be necessarily min chadash, only la mitzvah. Why is there a difference between the oimer and the shtei alechem? Since we see the Torah goes out of the way to teach us that we're allowed to cut the oimer even on Shabbos, so we see that there's a specific need for the oimer to come from the chadash, which doesn't necessarily apply to the shtei alechem.